Some people like A and others like B. At BMW, we prefer X. Like the dynamic X3, meant for ultimate exploration. The X5, built to conquer even the most difficult paths, or the pinnacle of comfort and luxury, the X7. And since every X-Range vehicle is packed with performance and versatility, you'll always get the best of X. The BMW X-Range. Your next X-Venture starts here.
Hurry into the BMW President's Day sales event and receive exceptional offers through March 2nd.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Happy Thursday morning, Junks listeners, whether you're local in D.C., Maryland, Virginia, maybe you're listening on the Odyssey app in a different spot. We do appreciate that. If you haven't downloaded it yet, it's a free app. Just download it on your phone. It'll take you 2 minutes. You can listen to the Junks on the go.
You can also win a trip.
You can win a
fantastic
trip. To
Vegas, $20,000, our slam dunk contest, Cakes.
That's correct.
Listen to an hour via the Odyssey app.
I believe you can go to odyssey.com/slamdunk for more information on that. And we'll give you details on that. Later in the show, we're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Just go to cropmetcalf.com. If you want info on how to become one of their five-star technicians, maybe they could go to Jason's house again and perform another service.
Yes, sir.
Like they did recently.
Yeah, they did. Nick is a five-star technician.
Very good.
I'll give him that.
That's Jason Bishop. John Paul Flame is here with us.
What's up, Cakesy?
Hello. And Eric Bickle also here.
Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good, good. That is your foursome. That is your group. I was a little tilted today because this is a very minor problem, but my wife's car was parked behind mine.
Yeah.
When I had to leave. That's just another like extra 2 or 3 minutes. Like grab the key, go back in, grab key, move car, go back in, leave key, come back out. Then I got into my car again and I couldn't find my tag to get into and out of the building, which puts me on just
monkey.
Just massive.
Don't you just
monkey
keep that
tilt
in your wallet?
Sometimes I do, but then I have to take it out to flash it at the reader, and then sometimes I'm absent-minded and I misplace it, and then I was scrambling, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna have to pay $18 to park.
99.9% of the time, it always works. You just leave it in your wallet.
Okay, I've never really done that, but
that's what I do. Mine, take it off the hook or whatever.
Yeah,
just have it in your wallet and just flash it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And your money.
You then I get in here and there's very little coffee. I mean, we're at DEFCON 1 when it comes to coffee. Valdez and I are on massive life tilt because of that.
There was a massive leak in the kitchen yesterday.
There was.
I did see that. There was a huge leak. Roger fixed it.
Emanating from the refrigerator.
I think it was one of the water machines, the hot water, cold water thing.
Okay. It was just leaking.
And he
leaked all over the counter.
He thinks somebody moved it or something and it jarred it loose. But yeah, there was water everywhere yesterday. We're damn near flooding.
Roger,
the kitchen.
He can, I mean, this is not an alert. I mean, he's an engineer. He can basically fix anything.
Oh, he could be a five-star technician.
He can certainly work for Crop Metcalf, but I mean, he can fix anything that goes wrong. He keeps us on the air. He builds like foosball and air hockey tables for the new game room. I mean, what can't he do?
I have to say, if I called Crop and Roger showed up, I'd be perfectly comfortable. I'd say, yeah, he could do it.
Yeah.
He looks the part. He could do it.
Yes.
Whatever it is I have, you know, whatever need I have.
He's well equipped.
Yeah.
To handle everything you need.
I do need to call Crop because I have my backyard lights, all my electric in the backyard. It's off. It's okay. Obviously there's some sort of thing that's
there's a short.
Yeah.
I think what, you know how you could press a thing on your outlet.
Yes.
To like
I know what you
pop
mean. There's a button
in and
the,
out.
There's a button in between the two outlets.
So, and it kind of is like a breaker for all of the electrical out there.
Yep.
The thing's not really working. I think that's the issue.
Gotcha.
I think I need to replace, not me. Somebody needs to replace that outlet.
An expert.
Because all my silly lighting outside doesn't work.
It's not great.
Yep. You got to get that hooked up.
I got my lighting on my stairs. That doesn't work. My up lighting for my trees. That's not working. Just my basic lighting outside my house. Not working.
You need some help.
It's always something, Case.
Of course. Of course, always something breaks in your house.
And upstairs, I mean, I got a faucet, you know, the cold water in our bathroom. You turn it on, just leaks. It just leaks under the right hand thing, not knob.
That house is breaking down.
I mean, I think it's just the washer in there. That can pull in your water bill, trust me.
It only leaks when you turn it on.
Right.
So my solution has been, my wife's solution, we just put a washcloth under there.
Okay. I mean, that's a temporary fix. I mean,
well, it's been about a year temporary.
I got my water bill last week, and ever since I got that like $1,200 water bill like 5 or 6 years ago, I cringe now anytime
I get
one.
Every time you open,
But I opened it, and it was reasonable.
Yeah.
It was like $240. Like, that's the range it should be in. It shouldn't be a four-figure bill.
Yeah.
That bill should never be four figures.
I had my gas or my heat on the main level last night, 64 degrees.
I mean, what's the point of even having it?
Heat upstairs, 68.
I mean, why do you even have it on? I mean, I guess it's better than 50.
Yeah, I think you have to keep it on because...
Yeah. I mean, does it ever kick in?
Yeah, it kicks in. Oh, it was on when I came downstairs.
I've bumped mine down.
64. I mean, there's no one down there. I don't think there's any point in having the heat run when there's no one down there.
In your basement.
Basement. Basement's even colder.
Oh. I feel like downstairs should be...
Basement's probably 58.
I feel like downstairs should be higher than your upstairs because heat rises.
That's usually the case.
Yeah, I don't do it that way. I don't know if that's the proper way, but I got the upstairs unit on 68.
You just
the middle it. Floor at 64.
Well, don't you have it like on a timer? So like when you're upstairs?
Zippy timer.
Oh.
I manually change it.
You could set them up the timers. I'm sure you have the ability.
I'm sure we do.
So that at night, when you're up there, it's warmer, and then during the day, when you're not up there, it's colder.
But I got to be honest with you. I get hot at night. I get so many blankets. My dog's there. I just get hot in bed. Yeah. So I don't even need it at 68.
Right.
So we're going to have Tony Skin in studio.
Yep.
The head coach at George Mason.
Mm-hmm.
They have over 20 wins. They've been rolling. They got a double bye in the tournament before the tournament.
Nice.
They play their conference tournament. So they're doing great. Also on the show today, we got Tom Lavero. Lavero
haven't talked to him
kind of countered the piece which Barry Zwerluga wrote in the Washington Post about Mark Lerner, which some would say was kind of a puff piece. Lerner's saying, not selling the team. And Lavero said, well, they're still not spending any money.
Did he
and he has it? Some sort of incident. I think he tweeted it. I don't know if he wrote about this in the Washington Times, saying that Rizzo was at Christian Walker's house, I believe, ready to sign some big deal, and then Lerner pulled the plug on it.
Simply for finances? Simply because? Or were there other... I mean, maybe there was another factor. We don't know why.
I know that Lerner said, or I saw something attributed to Lerner that said he's not into signing some big-name free agent for 2 or 3 more wins.
Right.
I think he wants to get to a situation where he feels like they're on the cusp of really winning, and then they'll complement the team by adding players. But that's the Lerner side of it. I think Lavero may be on another side of the story.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, do they still claim that they're losing like $100 million a year or something? I saw some reference to that. Are the Nats still claiming that? Because I think that was part of Lavero's argument is they don't want to spend money. They claim they're losing $100 million a year, and yet there's more revenue than ever. I can't remember what the number was, like $2 billion, $12 billion or whatever across Major League Baseball.
Are they losing money because of attendance? Where's he losing money?
I don't know the books. I saw reference to that in Tom's article.
So. Yeah, I haven't talked to Riz since I haven't talked to him in a few weeks.
Oh, really? You need to reconnect.
I do. I got to text him and see how's everything going down there in Florida. But I got to find out about that Christian Walker story, man.
Mm. You need the behind the scenes.
I need the off the record news on that. If he was actually getting ready to offer him a deal, and then at the last second, learn to pull the plug.
Uh-huh.
That'd be interesting.
Well, I mean, Christian Walker, he's 33, I guess.
Yeah.
When will he turn 34? During his season? Let me see here.
I mean, he signed a 3-year, $60 million deal. That doesn't sound like a deal that the learners are going to pony up for at this point.
No, he's going to turn 34
on the Nats payroll.
He's going to turn 34 next month.
They just want to sign 1-year deals.
Right.
That's what the learners want.
At this point, yeah.
When they're doing 1-year deals, yeah, it's just kind of a joke. This offseason has definitely been a disappointment.
Yeah, we thought that they were at least go out and sign one big-name free agent. And they've signed zero big-name free agents.
Right.
They've signed free agents, but they haven't signed any big names. I guess they're just kind of waiting for the young guys to really blossom and turn into fringe all-stars, and then maybe they go out and sign guys then, but I don't think they will. I just don't see it.
Doesn't seem like it anytime soon.
Trying to keep the expenses low.
So is Tom arguing that they really are for sale, or is he just saying, okay, maybe they're not for sale, but they're still being butt cheap?
I think it's probably the latter.
I think that they're being butt cheap.
I think it's the latter.
But not,
I mean, I have not paid to see the Washington Times. So if you click on the column, I can't read the article, but he talks about GM Mike Rizzo waiting all winter to buy Powerball and Mega Millions tickets because that's the only way he was going to be able to pay players.
It's a good one.
There's got to be a truth somewhere in between, because if he's completely handcuffed, Mike it could go somewhere else. He didn't have to deal with this. I don't know.
I mean, they must be making it worth his while to stay around. He got extended a few years ago, didn't he?
Well, I think he has to go through that rigmarole like every 2 years or something, right? You know, constantly do it. But, I mean, if there's a totally handcuffing him forever, at some point he's just going to leave.
Maybe. He's just tired. If he's tired of finishing last or second to last in the division.
I don't think he's into it.
But maybe he wants to, he pulled off all these trades for the C.J. Abrams of the world and James Wood, and maybe he just wants to stay around to see if these guys turn into stars.
It has to be frustrating for him, though, when he looks at the cash outlay for payrolls for the teams in his division.
Mm-hmm.
The Mets are atop the league at $365 million.
Yeah.
The Phillies come in fourth at $285 million. And the Braves are top 10 as well at $204 million.
Correct.
And the Nats are at $113
million. Right. I mean, zero chance
I mean, I'm sure he's assembled the best talent he can with that money, with those restrictions, but it's hard to compete when other teams are spending 3x what you're spending.
And they won't stop. The Mets will never go into a rebuild.
Not as long as Cohen's the owner.
Correct.
Yeah, so they're trapped in an arms
race.
And neither
will the Braves.
So right. Christian Walker signed a 3-year, $60 million contract, and according to this story, Rizzo visited Christian Walker's house to negotiate a deal this winter, subsequently reached out to Mark Lerner to finalize the deal, but Mark declined and told him to move on.
Said, nope, not our thing. Mm-hmm. All right, so later in the show, we'll talk to Tom Lavero about the Nationals' offseason lack of spending, and at 9 a.m., we'll be joined in studio by George Mason hoops coach Tony Skin here on The Fan.
If you have a locked AT&T phone, we're here with bolt cutters. T-Mobile will help pay off your locked phone and give you a new 5G phone for free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom.
Via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax and a $10 device connection charge. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement as due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't forget, Tom Lavero from the Washington Times will join us coming up at 8 o'clock. We'll talk about the Nats offseason with him. Let's dive into the Junk's sports page. Talk about what happened in the world of sports last night.
How did the Lakers lose at home to the Charlotte Hornets?
That's a great question. That tells me you had cash. You had cash on the Lakers.
You
had them in a parlay.
I had them in a parlay. Moneyline parlay. Just had to win. They were 13.5-point favorites last night. All right? It was the only game in the league. It was an island game.
They didn't even score 100 points. That's a weird thing in the NBA.
Didn't even score 100.
I mean, look at Luka's shooting.
We've seen how bad the Hornets are because the Wizards beat them.
Yep.
We saw it in person. We were there live and in person.
If you look at the standings in the league, Charlotte, that was their 14th win. So they're 14 and I believe 39, maybe 14 and 40.
5-19 away from home.
5-19 away from home. So coming into the game, they were 4-19. Lakers obviously made that huge trade, sitting at the 5 seed right now, 32-21. Not a great record at home, but it's a pretty good record, 19-7. So they lose. That's typical of the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Luka. He did not play well offensively. And LeBron's coming off whatever injury he's got. And he's got some foot issue.
He claimed he had foot and ankle.
Something's going
soreness,
on.
Soreness. That's what he caused says. Him to miss the All-Star game.
But in the fourth quarter reading the recap. Because that game was kind of a late night game.
Yep.
I think they took the lead, but Charlotte hit a three, and then LeBron had a chance to tie it or give them the lead with three and missed it. A
couple times he did, yeah. But look, that's just typical of the NBA. Bad teams will beat good teams even on the road sometimes, and a 13.5-point favorite loses at home by three.
I mean, it's crazy. Just from the
Luka, by the way, was 5-18 from the floor, 1-9 from three.
He seems like he's averaging like 14 a game with the Lakers. Has he had a couple breakouts?
He's only
had
three games.
Well, they're all right around that.
Yes. Yeah. He was on minutes restriction, not last night.
Yeah.
He came out with a bunch of turnovers, too. He hasn't figured it out there. He's probably deferring to LeBron a little bit. He's used to being the lead dog, and he's kind of trying to figure out what to do. And he's rusty. Maybe he's fatting out of shape like everybody says, and he's missing all these shots.
He's at 14, 16, and 14. He's been remarkably consistent since he's been in LA.
And he's probably only been playing.
Those are Bilal Coulibaly numbers.
He played 33 minutes last night.
How dare you?
He played 33 minutes last night.
I saw it.
I'm guessing.
Dude, 1-9 for 3.
I'm guessing that's the most minutes he's played since the trade.
His score is actually a little higher than Bilal. Those three.
Not that
I'm keeping track or anything.
So the Lakers will play again tonight on a back-to-back. They'll play out at Portland, 10 o'clock tip. So they lose at home, jump on a plane, go to Portland, see if they can win tonight. The Wiz don't play until Friday, tomorrow.
Cakes and I are going to be there.
That's right. And you're going to see Giannis. Is Giannis healthy? I don't even know if he is.
I think so.
You're going to see Giannis.
We're going to see Kyle Kuzma's return/slash revenge game.
He's newly engaged.
That's correct. I saw that.
With Harlow, whatever her name is.
Winnie Harlow.
Winnie Harlow, yeah.
Well, you'll see Winnie tonight.
Her vitiligo is much more attractive than Valdez's.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen his vitiligo? I've never seen it.
I saw it at one point, but I forget.
I don't need to see it to assume that hers is more attractive
Valdez
than his.
Valdez has a speckled dong.
Yeah, but hers is on her face.
Yeah.
Yeah,
hers is all over about her. Is all over about. She's made it sexy and hot.
This is on a very sensitive area. Yeah.
I saw an ad somewhere where there's like a new medicine or something, and the vitiligo went away.
Oh,
you might. I thought of you, Valdez.
Look for an endorsement.
I thought of you.
If anyone wants to do an endorsement for vitiligo laser surgery, let me know.
There you have it.
Is that a thing?
You're a candidate.
No, there was some sort of procedure or medicine. I don't know if it was a cream or something.
You take a Sharpie and color it in?
No, it was a woman's eyelids. And, I don't know where vitiligo
I was a good
attacks,
candidate.
But that, her
clearly
eyelids.
Could be anywhere.
Yeah.
And it's on his Johnson.
And they had a before anywhere. And after, and it was like all white. And after, it was looked silly.
Mm.
Amazing.
I'm sure
and
there's
I thought
medicine
of your,
out
I thought
there.
Of your penis.
Advances in medical technology. They're everywhere.
I mean, there was a point where the doctor gave me a cream.
Yeah.
And then I was.
Did it help?
It was embarrassing.
He gave you some Jergens. That doesn't count.
I was putting a cream on my dong for a month, and I just stopped.
You just quit. You gave up.
I gave up.
Did it fight it off a little bit, you think? Or is it
I don't know. It hasn't progressed. Same spots.
It's the same. It's not gotten any worse.
No, it hasn't gotten any worse or any better.
Has it spread to anywhere else?
No.
It's only on your penis.
Correct.
That's so weird.
Yeah. Sorry. I mean, I just couldn't help but bring that up.
I mean, you really. What if you could be like a freak show in the adult entertainment industry?
I know.
By the way, in all of the adult content you've consumed, have you ever seen a fellow star with that same?
I think you might be the only guy in the world looking at another guy's dong in a porno.
That's another very specific subgenre.
Well, sometimes you can't help it. I mean, it's right there in front of you.
Yeah, I like pretty graphic adult content.
I know, but I'm not examining.
Okay, but
it would jump out at you.
I would think it would jump out at you.
I would think so, too, especially if I had the condition.
All I'm saying is you could be the Winnie Harlow of porn. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean. I'm a one of one.
You're a one of one.
You're a unicorn.
You could be like those guys with like the enormous ones that make money.
Except it's not.
It's okay. What are you going to do?
Right. There was a great video that showed up on my reel, and I'm sure you guys have seen it before because it's old.
Probably not.
No. You might have because it's like obviously it's like 15 years old. Mm. It's some Bills offensive lineman who's already, I think he's already had his career. But when he was coming out of college at the combine, they said, if there's one thing you could change about yourself, what would it be? That was an interview question at the combine.
I did see this from back in the day.
And he kind of goes, have you seen this, Valdez? He kind of sits there and he grunts and he goes, boo-hoo. You go, what? He goes, a bigger
Johnson.
Yeah. He says the D word.
Oh, he does?
Yeah. Funny. Yeah. And then the guy just starts laughing and moves on to the next one. Brilliant answer.
Sure.
Brilliant answer.
He was honest.
That was at the combine?
It was at the combine, yeah, like 15
years
ago.
Well, it didn't hinder him. He had a long career.
I think he did.
Yeah, so that's hilarious.
But he must not have had the big D energy.
or he's just using it for shtick, and it was brilliant.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, I liked it.
Yeah. So do you want to get off the Johnson talk real quick?
Sure. Well, that's fine. If anybody has
I derailed the sports page, my bad.
How right. Valdez can capitalize on his one-of-one characteristic.
Yeah, someone else can jump in on that.
Yeah, just let us know.
So, you know what? Next live show at the Tally Ho.
Yeah. I'll
go on stage.
Yeah.
Drop trout. And everyone can look.
You got to make sure you're really hammered before you do that. All right. So some college hoops from last night. First of all, top 25. Auburn beats Arkansas. So they are now 24-2. They didn't play great last night, but they get the win. They did enough to win, beat Arkansas.
And over the weekend, they beat Alabama.
And they beat Alabama. Yeah. And they were much better in that game. Yeah. They just got a bunch of seniors. They play hard, well coached. So they're really, really good. Anyway, Bama lost. Speaking of Bama, they lost at Mizzou last night, 110-98 in regulation. Hope you had the over, Cakesy.
But they lost a couple in a row now? They lost to Auburn.
They lost to Auburn, yeah. So I'm not sure if they had a game in between there. Let me just check.
I saw that
I think it's too straight.
The Mizzou coach had to take to the mic and tell people not to storm the court.
Dennis Gates.
With like a second and a half left in the game.
Why do they have some weird rule now? Like
I think they probably get fined.
They probably get fined. Yeah.
Probably get fined by the SEC.
Did they end up storm?
It looked like they did not storm.
Oh, good.
They listened. Hey, yep. I can't tell you how many games I've been to in the past where Gary Williams would have to take the mic at midcourt and calm the fans down, tell them stop throwing stuff at Duke or
stop throwing batteries at like Carlos Boozer's family.
I thought it was a water bottle.
Yeah. Well, might have been.
I've been to multiple games, many, more than a handful, where Gary would have to go to the mic at some point and chastise the fans.
Right.
And then one time, I'll never forget, it was the freshman year for Sarunas Jasikevičius. Oh. And the announcer butchered his name.
Okay.
And Gary went ballistic.
Oh, no.
That his stud freshman, his own home announcer, didn't know how to pronounce his name. I mean, he butchered it.
That's funny.
I miss the days of making fun of J.J. Redick's back knee.
He did have a lot of it. J.J. Redick wasn't happy last night.
I'm sure he wasn't.
St. John's pounded DePaul on the road, so they improved to 23-4. Kentucky got a win over Vanderbilt, so those are your top 25 wins. Locally, last night, AU lost to Tuffy at Army, so AU is still number one in the Patriot League. They're 11-4 in conference, but Army is number two, so Army creeps up a little bit on Dwayne Simpkins and the boys, 76-69. But AU still tops right now, still the one seed for the time being going into the Patriot League Conference Tournament. Georgetown got a win. Georgetown beat Providence last night.
That's a rivalry game for them because of Cooley.
Of course. Beat them pretty good.
They're up to 7-8 in the conference, which is, you know, it doesn't sound great, but based on where they've been the last couple seasons, that's a big step up, almost to 500.
Yep, 16-10, 7-8, won by 21. Micah Peavy had a bomb game. He had 30 in the game to lead the Hoyas. And GW, our boy Chris Caputo, dropped a tough one at home to St. Joe's, 79-68. So they dropped to 6-8 in the conference.
Do you know what Patrick Ewing's conference record was in the Big East his last two seasons combined?
Give me the total number of games.
One or two wins?
29 total. Or no, do the math.
One or two wins.
39 games.
39 games. He was, I'll go with Jason. He was 2-37.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you just get fired after that.
2021.
It's untenable. Like, I don't
2022, he was 0-19 in the conference, and then he followed that with a 2-18.
I don't care how big of a legend you are. You can't go 2-37 in conference play in 2 years and retain your job.
Cannot do it.
Like, pretty hard. It's freaking embarrassing for the school. Come on.
Yep.
What are we doing
certainly
here?
Certainly an upgrade. The NFL salary cap has increased again.
Saw that. By a substantial margin, too.
So now it was it increased last year by $31 million from 2023 to 2024. Now it's going up again by about $23 million. Several factors have increased the salary cap, including the NFL's most recent TV rights deal with broadcast partners. Last year's $30 million salary cap increase was the result of the full repayment of all amounts advanced by NFL teams and deferred by the players since the COVID year. But now it's going up to $278 million.
More money to play with if you're Adam Peters.
Now I need to go over the cap.com and see if that's been updated.
So there's more money to spend from these guys. So I'm not sure.
What is our number now? That how much we have available?
It's now $82.2 million. This is the latest number I'm seeing.
Seems like a lot. Seems like enough to make a splash or two.
The Patriots have $129 million, and the Raiders have $99
million. Yeah.
Wow.
Only two teams ahead of the Commanders.
CBS ranked the top 25 NFL free agents on the defensive side.
All right.
And the top three players are all Eagles or former Eagles.
Oh, really?
All right,
okay.
Let me see. Who are they talking about?
Hold on. Can I guess? They're all current or former Eagles?
Well, they're free agents, so okay, they played with the Eagles last year.
One of them, I'm guessing, is Milton Williams, the defensive lineman.
He's number three.
Okay, that's one of them.
Yep.
Did you say Josh Sweat? Is he
number one.
Yeah.
So Zach Bond.
Zach Bond, number two.
Oh, okay.
Look at that. Junk's got all three.
So collection of defensive talent.
So the top three free agents on the defensive side are all former Eagles. Vikings cornerback Byron Murphy Jr. is number four. Dolphins safety Javon Holland is five.
Do you sign any of those guys just to take away from Philly? I mean, there's no guarantee they're going to resign him.
Need. But. I mean, Josh Sweat would fit nicely on the defense.
That's a nice need. Why wouldn't you do that?
Zach Bond, if you want to replace Bobby Wagner,
I think any,
Bond was awesome this year.
If you signed any of them, it would hurt your division opponent.
This is interesting. Number 14 is
Bobby Wagner.
A former Commander.
Former Commander, 14, a defensive player that's a stud.
Chase Young.
Oh, it's not a stud, but Chase Young.
Chase Young, okay.
Yeah, they got him ranked 14 out of the 25, so right there in the middle.
He's going to carve out a 10-year career somehow.
Well, he's the number two pick. He should.
He was a bust.
He didn't live up to the hype, for sure.
Yeah.
He can still play.
I guess he can.
He's just not going to be a superstar. He'll be a solid player, but not a superstar.
And I even advocated to potentially bring him back after I read some of those stats where he did very well in like his pressure rate or whatever.
Yeah, I don't get the pressure rate, but he gets no sacks.
All right, but if you pressure, that's got to be helpful.
Well, whatever he did much better in New Orleans because there's no way coming out of Washington he would have been ranked 14 on the agent list.
Well, yeah. I mean, certainly in some of those PFF things. How did he rate it in PFF? When he was here, it was like 85 or something. I mean, it was like
he probably was a lot
his ranking
much higher.
Horrible.
Yeah, he was probably much higher.
We'll check that.
So tonight you've got the championship of the Four Nations tournament.
I think it's required viewing. I mean, after that first game, like, you just have to see what's going to happen in the rematch.
Yeah.
Like, it's a big one. I will be in front of the TV.
What time is it?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock puck drop.
I might be at Pupatella's in Herndon.
Oh, okay.
Do they have TVs or anything? I've never been to it yet. They do. So they might have a game on?
In Herndon, do they?
I don't know.
I've only been to the one in Leesburg. I don't think they had TVs in Leesburg.
No? Okay.
Could be wrong. They might have had one over the bar, and but I was sitting
I'm so excited. My first time driving in tonight, and I'm gonna go to Pupatella's.
Very good.
Nice.
I might just grace everyone with a pizza.
Sure.
By the way, Chase Young's Pro Football Focus grade was a 66.4, which is 72nd out of 211 eligible. His pressures, according to PFF, 66, which was 7th out of 211.
Right. That's crazy.
It's pretty good.
Top 10 at his position overall.
So if he's so low, does that mean he's terrible against the run? He was 72nd overall, but just pressures, 7th.
Yeah, but maybe you don't get also highlighted that well if you pressure, but you don't make a play.
Yeah.
You know what? We all have Chase Young scar tissue.
I know. It probably should be out of the Young business.
Yeah.
Probably right.
He's a very good player. It's just not going to work for him coming back here.
It says here his pass rush grade, a 66, which is 67th out of 211. Run defense grade, 153rd out of 211.
Well, that sounds pretty low.
You know what? We need a better edge setter than that.
I agree.
Yeah.
He finished with 7 sacks.
Someone will sign him. Won't be here, but someone will.
He'll make some cash somewhere.
But again, the Four Nations Championship game is tonight.
No, that's going to be huge.
Nick Dowd is going to be on the show later, I believe. Do you think Nick Dowd will be watching?
Yes.
I would think he'll be watching.
Yeah.
Cheering for Team USA.
Yep.
All right, so that's coming up at 8 tonight. I'm guessing a lot of people that are listening will be watching. When we come back, if you want to rule the boardroom, you have to get this procedure done. We're going to tell you what that is next. Welcome back to an Open Line Thursday brought to you by Window Nation. Searching for new windows and doors? Search windownation.com. Their windows are measured to fit the first time and installed by experts to last. Window Nation for your home, because it's where you live. You're welcome to call us throughout an Open Line Thursday, 800-636-1067 on the MGM National Harbor Listener Lines.
All right. I have to thank the great Dr. Mora. I am back, Kay.
You're back in business.
Locked in.
Okay, good.
There will be no more issues. Got the permanent cement or whatever and the new tooth. So we're good.
I'm not going to bet that there's not going to be more issues.
Well, I'm going to have issues all my life, but I mean, that tooth is locked in. I'm not going to worry about that tooth anymore.
Very good. That's good news.
I have another tooth that needs to be pulled at some point, but he said some people just die with it. So we can see.
Okay.
We'll just kind of hold out and see what happens.
Very good.
So you had that done yesterday?
Yep.
It was yesterday?
Yesterday. Cruised
guy logs
there
a lot of miles to Frederick.
It really
well,
is.
Well, he
lot
had a late. He must had a later appointment because he
saw
said
me
he was
sleeping.
He was going to take a nap here,
dude. Right, I can sleep here. It's not like it's super comfortable, but it shows you how tired we are. I could fall asleep in that office on that couch with everyone staring at you.
Yeah.
In under 2 minutes.
Really, that's impressive.
I'm just out.
Solid.
Meanwhile, at night, it takes me 20, 30, 40 minutes sometimes to fall asleep. Why?
Maybe you're just taking a liking to that couch. I don't know.
No, I don't know.
Is there any movement on the efforts to try and see whether you can determine if somebody's from Frederick or Laurel? Or
that's a great one. Yeah, we need to follow up on that.
Is
yeah.
anything happening on that front? Are we taking pictures? Are we soliciting?
It's been stalled.
Yeah, I don't
know. I would assume.
It's a good idea. We just need Donks to show up here, and then EB goes, "You're from Frederick. You're from Laurel."
Right.
Just pick and then them we'll out. Have a reveal.
Yeah, they should just be able to walk in. You should just be able to ID what city they're from.
I did go to the Weiss. Is that how you call it?
I think it's Wise.
Wise.
It looks like it should be called Weiss.
Yeah.
But I believe it's pronounced Wise Markets. Yes.
Yeah. So it's a basic grocery store.
Yeah.
I went to one in Frederick, and, you know, didn't disappoint. It didn't disappoint.
Because you say that Frederick people are ugly.
But just, on the whole, it's remarkable. I don't know if there's bad nutrition out there. I don't know what it is.
Just bad gene pool?
Somebody send RFK Jr. over there, see if he can figure out what's going on in Frederick.
So when you walk in there, you raise the batting average?
Oh, totally. Yeah. I feel like Brad Pitt when I'm walking around in there.
Big silly.
Yeah, yeah.
Big star.
The other thing is I ordered something off of Amazon. I just need to order something cheap. I ordered a cheap little tablet that I need for something specific. No big deal. And I ordered it specifically, and I hate
something
when this
specific.
Happens.
I'm going to guess golf.
Yeah.
Case gave me a look. We know what you're talking about.
What it's for. But I just needed a cheap one. And I bought this cheap thing, and it's supposed to arrive yesterday between 5 and 10 p.m. The reason why I ordered it is because I would get it in one day. I wanted it immediately. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, it doesn't come. And then it says, at like 9 p.m., it says, yeah, it's not going to make it today.
Right.
You should have it by 8 a.m. tomorrow. I'm going to go, okay, it's fine. I'm not that big a baby.
Yeah.
It's fine. I checked my Amazon order list. Has this ever happened to you? I'm asking you for a relatable.
Mm-hmm.
It says now, it went from saying it was going to arrive by 8 a.m. to saying your package may be lost.
Oh,
I've never seen that.
Have you ever seen
that? I don't really track stuff on Amazon.
Have you ever seen that in all your lifetime?
Well, did they send you an email or like an alert? Or you just had to go check it on?
I just checked my order status, and it says your order may be lost.
Ooh.
And now you're really in a purgatory because it says it may show up or it may not, and you may want to cancel it
nebulous.
And reorder.
Yeah.
So now
just wait a day or two.
Huh? Yeah.
Wait a day or two.
I kind of want it yesterday, but between 5 and 10 p.m.
Well, you're not going to get it yesterday.
Yeah, I wanted it yesterday.
I would cancel the order, reorder it, and then...
But maybe it's just they'll find it in the next couple hours.
What's the brand of tablet?
Oh, it's... You've never heard of it.
it's
like...
A number?
Kaniwaki wana, we know.
Okay.
I mean, it's like... Yeah,
you're right, I've never heard
it's
of
a
that.
No, it's like a no-name thing.
Yeah.
But I just needed it, and now it says your package may be lost, and now I don't know what to do. If you've ever gotten that message before on Amazon, please tell me
yes
if it ever arrived.
Hmm.
Because it's telling me it may arrive, it may not.
Right. Yeah, it's up in the air.
So it's up to you to cancel it or just wait it out. What would you, JP would wait it out.
I'd probably wait a little longer than 1 or 2 days. I think I'd wait a week. If it doesn't show up.
A week? I wanted it yesterday at 5 p.m.
A week. Wait a week.
All right. Well, anyway. The other thing, this is something I'm stressing out about. My son called me yesterday. And of course, what is the number one reaction I have anytime my son calls me? Are you okay?
Right.
Are you in jail? Are you near death?
That's your reaction?
Yes.
I would just assume asking for money.
He'll usually text.
Yeah.
Calls are very rare. Very rare. And so immediately I go, you all right? What's going on? You all right? Fine.
You're on red alert.
He's fine. He's with a new company. They're doing a startup.
Okay.
And this is what he's asked me to do. He goes, Dad, we're getting professional headshots, and I suggested that we could save, maybe $1,000 or something if you did the headshots.
Ah, look at that. Trying to get your services.
Do you want to do the headshots? And now I'm just riddled with anxiety because I don't know how to do a professional headshot. I mean, I can fake my way through
one.
Would you tackle it, or would you say, you know what, kid, you should probably hire a professional?
I mean, if you have confidence in your abilities,
ability is 50%. Like, I'm confident 50%.
Okay, but what are they using these headshots for? Like, what?
They're launching a whole new
website,
a whole thing. They're doing a whole thing. They need silly. They need nice, professional headshots.
I think you're up for the job.
You'd be fine.
If you can shoot a bunch of lacrosse and volleyball,
get a background,
you can shoot a headshot.
All right. Mm. Yeah, I don't think you guys understand.
How much are you charging?
I'm charging nothing. It's my son.
Charge it's a little bit.
No, it's my son. I would never.
Yeah, you can't
charge
your kid.
It's a company, though. It's not his kids not paying.
Pay him $1.
It's a business.
I don't want to pay. I wouldn't accept it. I'm not interested in the money. I just want to do a good job. And I know how to take a picture of you, kicking a soccer ball or something. But I don't really know how to take a picture. I don't even know how to pose a person.
Right.
How do you pose? Do you do one where you're like, you
just
put your
smile.
Hand on your...
No, you can't do that.
Because
I did one of those for my wedding.
You do one like you're in the Illuminati and you put
company
your
hand... No, company websites, they're just smiling.
You just make
it professional. Yeah, but I think there's a way, like, you have to tilt your head.
Ask Brett.
Maybe.
Brett knows.
Brett knows all that stuff.
There's
a way you have to do your
shoulders. Chin up high.
Yeah.
You definitely can't put your chin like this, like I've done in 1,000 pictures with 8 chins.
And the other thing is lighting. You guys sleep on how tricky it is to manage light.
You're right. I do. Because
don't ever think about it.
I don't take any professional pictures.
Yeah.
Only pictures I take are with my phone.
And they're far from professional. You know how starbursts make my head sweat?
Yeah.
I break out in a sweat when I have to use a flash.
Okay.
Because it's complicated.
It tilts you.
It's complicated for me.
Gotcha.
Anyway. Those are the dramas.
So the headshots, it kind of dovetails into what I teased heading into the break. Apparently, men are injecting their jawlines with bone-like filler for chiseled faces just so they can be more impressive in the boardroom.
Well, you know what you could do? I saw this on a reel. I saw this like just yesterday.
You love reels so much.
I love reels. So you can do, there's exercises to increase your, to strengthen your jawline and to get rid of double chin. You take your chin, you look up, and you go like this.
So now you're doing this.
And it tightens up your
jawline. You're standing on your vibrating plate. You're doing this.
I did my vibrating plate yesterday. Yeah, you stand up. You go. It tightens up your muscles down here.
You know what? That's fine. I'd rather have a turkey chin than
I've seen online something called the Jawsercise, where you buy something and then you just start chomping on it.
Now, also,
it's basically like weight resistance for your jaw.
I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
Now, have you guys heard of this technique? Drab's looking at me like I'm a crazy person.
By the way, I've noticed this. He hasn't smiled at the show in maybe a month.
Oh, really?
What are you talking about? Responsibility.
You're literally just making things up.
People don't understand this, is you want to entertain, if you don't feel like you're entertaining Valdez and Mar and Drab, you feel like you're whiffing.
They're in the front row.
We had printer problems for the first 30 minutes, and then you started talking about Frederick and your teeth again.
Yeah, well, okay, my teeth are, that's a funny part to my personality. And I look at
Just wait till we get the windshield update on the EP.
I look at Drab. That's coming. Hold on. When is that? Soulless.
7:45 EP coming up, like less than an hour.
I'll give you an update.
Have you heard of this method for manning up your face? It's called mewing.
Mewing?
Is that some form of chewing?
No, it's a facial fitness technique that involves placing your tongue on the roof of your mouth.
That's what I was talking about.
To create the illusion of a sharper jaw.
It's kind of, well, I was talking about the exercise.
No, you were sticking your tongue out. You look like you should have been on a short bus when you did that.
Okay, I know it doesn't look great, but if it helps tighten up your jawline so you don't get a turkey neck.
I have a terrible jawline. The only time my jawline's good is if I'm like super skinny. But then my face looks gaunt.
Yeah, you look like a prisoner of war.
Yeah. My kids will take pictures of me just like, they're constantly making fun of me, my daughters particularly, and they'll just send me a random pic. And I look so bad. Like I'm starting to get jowls. Are these called jowls?
Yeah, your face starts to sag.
Everything's just sagging.
Mine is too.
Everything's sagging.
That's what I've thought of about buying Jawsercise. I haven't.
Yeah. All right, so what you're saying, so remember, a couple things here. It kind of relates to the headshot thing too.
Yeah.
And we talked to Brett about it, I think, at the time. Remember there was that photographer that I was following and his technique of how you stick your chin out and there's a squinch. Remember we talked about squinch? About how you squint your eyes.
Sure. I've heard of
headshot.
That. But yeah.
Yeah. So what he's talking about is you put your tongue up here and that tightens up your jawline.
Yeah, apparently Harry Styles and Tom Cruise, they're big fans they do the mewing.
Those guys are all doing everything.
That's just for photos. And what Cakes, the story is about is the new hot trend where guys with round jaws are getting Botox on the regular, so they look like they're chiseled out of marble.
Yeah.
When they walk into work.
And it's like 45 to 55-year-old guys.
You know, that's what all guys want is the strong jawline.
Right.
I mean, I guess. You don't want jowls. You don't want to be old. I had a buddy that did Botox, and all we did was make fun of him. I mean, it was.
Could you tell that he did?
It was hilarious.
Yeah. Well, that's what Brady's doing. Everyone jokes.
Brady.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Brady's Tom Brady. This was Rick Bauman.
Oh, trying to keep his identity secret.
Slick Rick. Man, I've talked to him forever.
He just had to let it out. Couldn't help himself.
Can he send his landscapers over there?
Yeah, right.
All right. Don't forget, later in the show, we're guest packed. Tom Lavero is coming up at 8. We'll talk Nationals with him. Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. They'll be back in action against the Pens this weekend. He's on the show coming up at 8:25. And we'll be joined in studio by the head coach of George Mason Hoops, Tony Skin. That's coming up at 9 a.m.